Badger State supporters of Vermont Governor Howard Dean and Ohio Representative Dennis Kucinich are celebrating the results of the MoveOn.org poll last week. Dean won with 43% of the more than 300,000 votes cast in the first-of-its-kind internet primary. That's more voters than took part in the New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Iowa primaries in 2000 combined. Liz Schmidt, a Madison coordinator for the Dean campaign, says the poll gave her candidate an even more significant victory. 86% of the cyber voters said they'd enthusiastically support him in a race with President Bush.
If some of the other guys and gals fold their tents and leave the race and go home, I believe people know that he'll still be there, and he's the credible guy that they can back.
The Move On poll wasn't just a popularity contest. The online ballot also allowed people to click on a box to contribute to their chosen candidate. The result was almost $2 million, mostly in $35 donations for all nine candidates. A chunk of that will go to Ohio Representative Dennis Kucinich, who placed second with 23% of the vote. Buzz Davis, co-chair of Dane County for Kucinich, says the fundraising function of the poll is crucial for progressive candidates.
What they're doing with the MoveOn.org is allowing us as progressives to see which candidates are most viable and put the money into those people's campaigns and help us end up with a candidate that's not beholden to a few very well-to-do clients or businesses.
Centrist Democrats discount the poll because its sponsor, MoveOn.org, caters largely to the anti-war left-of-center online crowd. They say most who took part were white, affluent, and already politically active, unlike many of the Democrats who will go to the polls for the real rather than cyber primaries beginning in February. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.